Harris I. Wayne watched Bedard veering away. Instinct urged him to follow up, crowding the smaller ship and pounding her into submission, or at least driving her off while he finished his business with the Dolaran flagship. Unfortunately, he still didn't know what was happening astern of him. What he could see was that Dart's 4 topgallant and 4 royal had gone by the board, leaving the flagship all but dismasted. Combined with the heavy casualties he already knew Powell's company had suffered, Dart would be all but helpless if anyone managed to get to grips with her. And while it was obvious Stewart had finally been able to bring Squall into action, apparently with crushing effectiveness, Iwane had no idea how badly damaged Guardsman or Prince of Dolar might actually be. He looked further down to leeward and saw several columns of smoke rising from the sea. It looked as if Flash and Mace had managed to get to grips with the convoy after all. He doubted they'd managed to pick off more than a few of the coasters before the others scattered, but some was better than none. "Yes, it is," he thought, "and yes, you'd really like to finish at least one of the bastards off. But Dart's been shot to shit. You've got more than enough dead and wounded of your own, with the better part of 1,000 miles even from Trove Island, and there's no telling when another squadron of these bloody-minded bastards is going to turn up." He grimaced unhappily at his unpalatable conclusion. Unfortunately, he couldn't dispute his own logic. Stewart watched Guardsman making more sail. She was clearly running, and under the circumstances, much as he might have liked to, Stewart couldn't really fault her skipper's thinking. At the very least, he needed to get clear while he figured out what was going on. "And when he does, they're going to go on running," Stewart decided. Two of their ships had suffered heavy damage aloft, whereas Squall's and Shield's rigging was still effectively intact. They'd want to protect their cripples, and Stewart had no idea how close Dolaran reinforcements might be. It was possible this wasn't the only squadron Thirsk had sent to sea, in which case their fleeing opponents might just happen to lead them straight into an ambush. Under the circumstances, he was willing to let them run if they were willing to do the running. Besides, he had Dart to worry about, and then there was Prince of Dolar. She still hadn't been brought back under control, which suggested Squall's fire had been even more effective than Stewart had been prepared to assume. That didn't mean she wasn't going to recover at any moment, though, and if she did, she could well pose a serious threat to the crippled Carizian flagship.
"Best to make sure of her," he decided. "She's our wyvern, after all."
He grinned at the thought, then gave himself a shake.
"Very well, Master Maldon," he said. "Prepare to put the ship about, if you please."
He twitched his head in Prince of Dolar's direction.
"I believe we have a prize to collect."